This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
Going back is Goodwin. He will turn and watch it fly. And the A's have taken the lead. Swing and a miss. Tied him up inside. A slider down and in.
This is the A's Total Access pregame show on A's Cast, home to Major League Baseball's number one podcast. Here is Chris Townsend.
Game two of the three-game set between the Athletics and the Astros coming your way here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. And boy, the A's are going to need a good outing from Sean Manaea, especially after last night's loss to the Houston Astros. Ray Fosse is going to join us in moments, but let's go over some of the highlights as the A's got off to a great start.
And even Bob Melvin talked before the game, not just about the curveball, but when Valdez is very good, he has an excellent sinker.
A lot of ground balls. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Matt. Swung on a ground ball and threw into left for a hit. It's 1-0 A's. Scoring is Laureano. Elvis goes to second and right through the vacated area on the left side in the shortstop position, but nobody was there because of the shift. 1-0 A's on Olsen's base hit. Lots of room in left center. The 3-1 pitch is a ground ball. Weakly hit, but through into left center for a base hit. Elvis around third, and he will come to the plate, and he'll score. And it looks like Olsen went from first to third on a base hit by Pinder, and the A's take a 2-0 lead. Out of the stretch, the pitch to Lowry is swung on and hit to center field. Hit well, and back is Straw. Deep in the alley, looking up, it's off the wall, plays the carom. Olsen has scored, and Pinder is going to go to third. He's rounding third, comes to the plate to throw, and he's going to be out. Lowry winds up at second. One run scores. Pinder is out on the relay and the throw to the plate, and the A's take a 3-0 lead.
So 3-0 to start out. Things are great, but then all of a sudden, here comes the long ball for the Stros.
Alvarez, 314 homers, 51 RBIs. Just coming back today off the paternity list. He's a left-handed hitter.
He can flip it to left and he can pull it to right.
Yeah, he can really hit. The number 44 in his back, one-time rookie of the year a couple of years ago. 3-0 A's in the first, and Bassett's pitch is a fly ball. Deep center, way back, and Laureano's going to look at the wall, and it's gone. Yordan Alvarez hits it out about 30 feet left to straightaway center. It comes in the bottom of the first, and the A's lead is now 3-2.
All right, but the A's would have a great top of the second inning, and Elvis continues to hit.
Now, here's the 1-0 pitch to Elvis. It's a swing and a shot up the middle, a base hit. It's 4-2. Scoring is Piscotty. Stopping in second is Laureano. Elvis is 2-for-2. The A's have 8 hits already with one out in the second, and they've taken a 4-2 lead.
Yeah, things are going good, right? And they even scored on an error in the second inning.
Now, here's the 0-1 to Matt in a breaky ball. Low runners are going. Throw to second. Elvis is safe at second. Skips into center field. And scoring is Laureano, and the A's take a 5-2 lead.
And an RBI ground out for Matt Olson. They would have a 6-2 lead. But then here comes the Astros once again, and Alvarez with another three-run home run in the fifth.
Murphy sends out the signs. They lead from first and third. And the 3-1 delivery is swung on, hit down the left field line. Pinder going back, looking up. It's into the Crawford boxes, and this game is tied up. That quickly, Alvarez goes the other way into the Crawford boxes. It's 6-6 in the bottom of the fifth.
And then Jose Altuve has been red hot against the A's.
Infield in, except Chapman's back of the bag over at third. 6-6, bottom of the sixth. Altuve, it's a line shot into left for a base hit. That'll score Toro, and Straw's to third. He's coming around third. He scores. Altuve picks on the first pitch. Lines a base hit to left, and the Astros lead 8-6.
The final in this one, 9-6. We'll see what's going to happen with the A's a little bit later here at 5:10 first pitch, A's and the Astros. Coming up next, Ray Fossey right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
G'day, mate. As an Australian, I'm a croc expert. Crikey, get him away from me. I mean crocs, like the footwear. And as a croc expert, I have to say, I like Foamies from Skechers bloody better. Because Foamies have that stylish, trendy look, plus Skechers' world-famous comfort. All for a price that's down under the competition. Skechers is a comfort technology company, and Foamies have comfort innovations your whole family will love. Foamies are ultra-lightweight, water-friendly footwear that are flexible and breathable. Perfect for kicking it by the pool, grilling on the barbie. Or comfy enough to go on a walkabout. Plus, only Foamies come with fits and features like Arch Fit with podiatrist-certified support. And max cushioning that feels like you're walking on big, puffy marshmallows. And Foamies are perfect to keep you cool this summer or warm in the winter. Which is great because it's actually winter in Australia right now. Good on you, Skechers. So get yourself some machine-washable Foamies by Skechers and don't get bit by crocs. He's a mean fella. Find Foamies at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
And Ray Fossey joins us as we get you ready for the Astros and the A's. And Ray, this lineup for the Astros is red hot right now, and it's no day at the beach going against these guys.
You know, Tony, it is amazing how good they are. And you know, we keep talking about it. They lose Bregman, and so he's out of lineup. But, you know, every piece that Dusty Baker puts in, they do the job. And I think there's kind of – you remember when Cal Ripken Jr. was with the Orioles and Derek Jeter with the Yankees, and the always saying was, it's the Orioles' way, it's the Yankees' way. And it's like, okay, you're going to play on this team, you're going to play like we play. And I think these guys step up as well as anybody. And – you know, like last year when Alvarez was out, how other guys stepped up and did a great job. Springer's out, are gone now. So what happens? Alvarez comes back and more than takes over for what he did. But they have a solid lineup. Tucker is in right field. I don't think he's as good defensively as Josh Reddick is, but he's cheaper. He's a solid left-handed bat with great speed. But, you know, they seem to find a way to put together a team that's successful, and they all buy into what everybody else is doing on the team, and that is winning. And that's exactly what they do.
They make a lot of contact. They make a lot of hard contact. And, Ray, ever since May 30th, they've outscored their opponents 217 to 122. They're steamrolling people.
Well, they are, and it is. I think because they have a lineup that's solid 1 through 9, that it's hard to take a deep breath sometimes whenever you're playing a team that you know that and they always talk about the National League with the pitcher hitting. At least in the National League, you may have 7 hitters that you have to really be concerned about. The 8th and 9th place, the 9th with a pitcher, the 8th place you can pitch around him depending what the situation is. But with this Astros lineup, it's just so good. I don't know what to say other than Elizabeth Diaz came in last year or year before, and everybody, he ended up playing a game. I remember, I think it was a Sunday afternoon or as a day game. And I said, who's this guy just filling in? Well, he ends up hitting a 3-run home run, you know? So, I mean, just little things that if you participate, you're going to probably come out in the top of your game. And that seems to be what these Astro players do on a regular basis.
Yeah, and the A's, Ray, I mean, they got the 6 runs early, but then were kind of they were shut down after that. I mean, you got to have the mentality that you got to keep it going. You got to add on.
Well, that's the whole thing. And that's something the Astros did in the early part of the season when they swept the Athletics at the Coliseum, won the first game in Houston. They would not only, even with Chris Bassett, I mentioned it last night on the TV side, that Bassett only gave up 1 run, and then Yusmeiro Petit came in and 2 more runs scored. But, you know, it's a close game until the eighth and ninth inning, and I think they scored a total of 7 runs or 6 runs, and so they just blew it open. So, you know, the run differential for the Astros, especially at the beginning of the season, while the A's were in first place, the Astros had a better run differential. But, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, they find a way to win. They're getting good pitching. Dusty Baker seems to be the calming force that started last year in the abbreviated season. This year he's just taking it off going forward and trying to get that elusive ring that probably the only thing on his resume that's missing that should put him in the Hall of Fame.
The last 16 games, the A's bullpen is 1-5 with a 5.24 ERA. How worried are you about the bullpen?
Well, you know, Tony, you've always said, and I agree with you, that if you have a starting staff that goes deep in the game, then your bullpen's not going to be as exposed. So you tell me that those are the numbers, then that's telling me that the starters need to go deeper in the ballgame. And, you know, they have to pitch quality innings. You just can't let them stay out there and not do their job. But they still have to give the quality innings to take the burden off the bullpen. And so to me, it's always been that if the starters do the job, then you don't talk so much about the bullpen. It's you've got certain guys come in. But, you know, I can think of a couple of guys in that bullpen that you shouldn't even be there. I mean, and you start looking at who other teams are bringing in certain situations versus what the A's are. And I think you're really looking at a situation where some things need to change. And I think, and I know you've talked about quite a bit about getting some bullpen help. Well, it needs to come from somewhere. Right now, the A's do not have that, especially if the starter doesn't go deep and if the A's don't have a lead. That means, I mean, obviously if you have the lead, you go to the back end of the bullpen. You've got certain guys, say 2 to 3 guys that you want to go to, and that's it. But otherwise, you just hope that the guys who do come in aren't adding kerosene to a fire, because unfortunately that seems to be what is happening, and the games get out of line and you don't have a chance to come back.
Pitcher's Depot, Ray. They got to go to Pitcher's Depot. I want you to use that on the broadcast tonight.
Well, I'm going to give you credit, but I will say Pitcher's Depot, according to Towney.
There's a lot you can get there. You can get relievers. You can get starters. The only problem is there's going to be a lot of GM shopping there coming up here in the next few weeks.
That's a great point, Donnie. You have a great evening, as I know you will.
Yeah, you have a great call. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
The great Ray Fossey. You'll see him on NBC Sports California. Coming up next, Steve Sparks, the knuckleballer, the former Oakland Athletic, now does radio for the Houston Astros. He's going to join me next right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. Ring Central is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's Ring Central time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com.
RingCentral. Communicate. Collaborate. Connect.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Hey, A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word AceFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber. For all your building and remodeling needs.
Hey, A's fans, want to get away? Southwest Airlines has you covered. Southwest Airlines offers direct flights from Oakland to Hawaii, where you can catch some rays, ride the waves, or relax on the beach. Not a Rapid Rewards member? Sign up for free today to earn points when you fly. Learn more at southwest.com. Southwest Airlines, an official partner of the Oakland A's.
AceCast is your home for nonstop A's baseball.
The 3-2 pitch is swung on a high fly ball. Left field, Yastrzemski back at the track to the wall. He'll watch it fly. And they've done it again in the ninth inning. Out on the run is Lariano, and he makes the catch. An amazing catch. Sails a throw back to first base. And this is in time on the fly from Ramon Laureano.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend.
Steve Sparks joined me earlier today on A's Cast Live, and we were talking about the Astros lineup and how deep it is.
Well, what I'm starting to see is there's some other guys, too, with Miles Straw. I mean, I don't know if you've kind of paid attention, but like we have, but it's guys like Miles Straw that's seeing about 7 or 8 pitches per at bat, it seems. They're starting to wear out some pitchers when that lineup turns over again, since he's done such a nice job here lately. It's made it even better. So, yeah, 1-6, obviously, and it's been that way for a little while. They're pretty stout, even with Bregman out.
Yeah, and that's kind of the amazing thing going on right now is you look at what the Astros did to the A's last night, and Bregman's not even in the lineup, and he's one of your best players.
He is. You know what? But they are deep, and what they do probably a little differently and a little better than a lot of teams is that they grind out at bats as well as anybody that I've seen as far as plate discipline, pitch recognition, all of those things. And we've talked about it before, but very few strikeouts, still have the slug, all that stuff. And when you put it together, man, it's one of the best offenses we've seen.
You know, it's funny. I always say I'm old man River talking about batting average, but I think there is a correlation. The fact that the Astros hit 274, no one else is close to them, and then that has led to the amount of runs. I mean, the Astros right now have 483 runs. The next closest team is 428. That's a big difference right there.
It is, and that's the name of the game, right? I mean, it's all about scoring runs and how you do it. And I think what gets missed sometimes is how you do it. And when you do it by not only hitting home runs, but you're also able to go the other way. Situational hitting is really good. They lead the major leagues in sacrifice flies, things of that nature. I think that goes a long way. I think a lot of people miss when teams rely so much on the long ball and say score an inordinate amount of runs via the home run. Then I think a lot of times those teams get beat by really good pitching. And that's the name of the game, is you can beat the mediocre pitchers like me, but can you beat the Garrett Coles of the world?
Well, I got to tell you, you know, looking at the A's offense, that's exactly what you're talking about. You know, we're a 3 true outcome team. It's home run, it's walk, it's strikeout,
And if we hit home runs or normally solos, talk about what it's like to pitch against a team like that.
Well, you know what? I think we saw that last year with Oakland when you got Tommy La Stella and you had Grossman in there and you started to put together those extended tough at-bats that were contagious. I think that's missing probably in their lineup right now. There's too many guys that are a little streaky. But when you get a La Stella and you get a Grossman, guys that are going to go out there and grind and have a good on-base percentage, see a lot of pitches, I think that's contagious, number one. And number two, I think it balances out your lineup. You know, the Astros felt like they were too much on the other extreme a few years ago, and that's when they went after the Josh Reddicks and the Brian McCanns, guys like that who put the ball in play a little bit more because the swing and miss was just too tough on them.
Well, and I think about where we are in July, and we're seeing this all over baseball. You're seeing so many guys who are hitting 230 or left, 230 mm-hmm. or less. Is that shocking to you this far into the season that just about so many lineups you see that?
It is. I think it's going to change, and I think we're going through a bit of a cycle right now, and I think with the crackdown, with the sticky stuff, we might see guys putting the ball in play a little bit more, cutting down with two strikes. Because it's just not a wiffle ball coming up there anymore. Man, it was really getting ridiculous, I thought. So, the game will change a little bit. We'll see if they change some of the things with shifting. I think that's where a lot of this started. But the inability to put the ball in play with two strikes has kind of gone away. And I think that's what's made the Astros stand out a little bit. In essence, they're able to put the ball in play even when the count's not in their favor. And sometimes you get lucky that way.
You know, somebody you know real well, Mark Langston, was on the program. He said, you know, the problem with today's hitter is that everybody just has the same swing. It's one swing. And there's not a whole lot of adjustments going on. And that made me think of Michael Brantley last night, how he's able to bring his hands in. He can pull the ball. He can take the ball the other way. However you pitch him, he will adjust. He's got multiple ways to beat you. We don't have a lot of guys like that anymore. Why do you think?
Well, he's very, very special. I mean, he's special in any era, but he really stands out now because he does. He hits the ball where it's pitched, and I think that's been lost. And I think we're going to start seeing, Chris, guys get drafted that are more like Michael Brantley, guys that put the ball in play and can go the other way. Because of all the shifts right now, if you're a left-handed hitter, and you hit the ball into the shift. Kyle Tucker's gone through this when he's not able to elevate the baseball. It's an out. I mean, it doesn't matter if you hit the ball 110 miles per hour. It's an out. So to be able to hit the ball where it's pitched, to be able to manipulate the bat and the bat angle, things of that nature, I think those skills are going to be sought after, and those are the types of players you'll draft.
We'll have part two coming up here on A's Total Access. But up next, the Community Spotlight with Vince Catronio as we get you ready for the Athletics and the Astros. If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Bay Area locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
Over the past year, I've helped thousands turn their lives around. And today, I'm going to tell you the one simple trick that will change everything. All you have to do is...
And now a message from our sponsor.
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat, RV, or other outdoor vehicle for great protection and even more savings. Progressive.
And that's it. You'll have that for the rest of your lives. I'm so excited for you.
Progressive. There's never a bad time for great protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage, from player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
This is A's Total Access.
And here is Vince Catronio.
Our Wednesday community spotlight shines on the Boys and Girls Clubs of Oakland. Cal Stanley is their executive director and opens our conversation explaining his long history and others who have gotten on the right path over nearly eight decades of service to the area thanks to the Boys and Girls Club of Oakland.
It's been my great privilege to have been involved with the club, first as a kid, wandered through the front doors circa 1967, and have been involved as a student member, went off to college in preparation for it as my career choice, doing the work professionally since 1979, July 1st, and taking the helm back here in Oakland in 92. So all of a sudden, my odometer is turned over 42 years, and July 1st started my 43rd and my 30th at the helm. And so folks who have been involved in the club, my cohort and before me are manyfold. Certainly Oakland A's former ace Dave Stewart and I were contemporaries at the club. You know, Boys and Girls Clubs of Oakland, we're autonomous members of Boys and Girls Clubs of America, the national. And we're not the largest, we're not the smallest, we're not the oldest, and we're not the youngest organization, but with six, we have more alumni enshrined in our National Alumni Hall of Fame than any other club anywhere in the country. In addition to Dave Stewart, the great Bill Russell, the late great Joe Morgan, the late great Frank Robinson, Rafael Sadiq of Tony, and Jim Caulfield, who grew up in the club, ran his own club in Oceanside, and worked for the National for many, many years. So we've got those folks and a number of other young people and not so young people who just went on to become positive contributors to society, which is our mission.
The Boys and Girls Club, in many ways, are a one-stop shop of opportunity, enlightenment, and a chance to become a community citizen of good character. There's a lot going on.
No self-respecting kid would come here just for homework assistance after having sat through school all day. But when you rename it, the Brain Factory or the Power Hour provides some incentives, some snacks, and help young people to get over a rough spot, you do generate that full half to a full grade point improvement in short order. So just, you know, getting kids to feel good about themselves, making them feel wanted, you know, some of the essentials that kids need. We just know this from studies and such. An ongoing relationship with a caring adult, and we have plenty of those, full and part-time staff and volunteers. A healthy start, trying to help ensure that kids can read at grade level. You know, it's been said that from birth till about grade three, you learn to read. Thereafter, you have to read to learn. It stands to reason that if part A doesn't happen, then you're going to struggle with part B. Safe places to learn and grow. We operate three clubs, as I mentioned, in East, West, and Central East Oakland. Access to marketable skills through effective education, helping kids with their regular education, helping to kindle their interest in STEM and its related professions, you know, partnering with the likes of Chabot Space and Science Center. Partnering with WASED, which is a program of Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, curriculum to help kids with coding, digital animation, drones, you name it, anything to do with technology. We're giving our young people insight to it and aptitude, and then certainly an opportunity to give back through service. And so young people volunteer inside the club, outside the club, helping with cleanups, helping with tree plantings, you name it. So giving those kids those five essentials and just being available and affordable.
Of course, the reality for the Boys and Girls Club is raising funds to keep their numerous programs, including the Reviving Baseball in Inner Cities initiative through Major League Baseball, up and running. It's a primary piece of their success. And Cal Stanley explains how you can learn more.
For $20 for an entire year, anyone with kids, if you can imagine paying $20, and that's the entirety of the cost to keep your young person occupied after school year-round, is kind of what we do. And how we're able to afford that, you know, it costs about $1,000 to serve each one of our roughly 2,000 kids. And so if you pay $20, that leaves you $980 short. So that's where our donors, that's where friends and stakeholders like the A's and other people come in. They can help through our events. We just had our Salute to Youth on June 24th. We're working on a golf tournament for this fall, and it'll culminate with our Oakland Town Ball on Friday, December 3rd. And so our website, bgcoakland.org, our social media, there's no shortage of ways to help. And so take a look at the websites, the social media portals, and give us a call. Shoot us an email to info@bgcoakland.org, and we will get you started.
That's Executive Director Cal Stanley of the Boys and Girls Club of Oakland. The Community Spotlight appears every Wednesday on A's Total Access, and you can hear the entire interview at athletics.com/A'sCast.
Well, I got to tell you, going over these numbers, kind of alarming. The Astros are just beating people up. They've won 26 of their last 35, outscoring their opponents by 95 runs. That's 217 runs to 122. And look at the ground that they've made up. You know, at one point, May 30th, they were 2.5 games behind the A's. Now they're 4.5 games up. And they have beaten the A's 8 out of 11. And their numbers offensively against the A's have been very, very impressive. They're hitting .313 against the A's, an .882 OPS, and they have scored 76 runs. Man, it's just not the A's, though. They've pretty much done it, except for that, you know, they've had a couple bad stretches, and that one stretch where they split a four-game set with Detroit, and then they got swept at home by the Orioles, which is still shocking, but for the most part, they've been playing really, really well. And Sean Manaea's got a tall task. He's going to have to give the A's some real quality innings because this bullpen needs some help. It's the A's and the Astros coming your way right here on A's Cast.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-H-E-E.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. Ring Central is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's RingCentral time. For a free trial, visit RingCentral.com. RingCentral. Communicate. Collaborate. Connect.
I need some backup. I got to get these trucks to Tuscaloosa by Tuesday.
Trevor's Trucking needs 3 18-wheeler drivers with commercial licenses ASAP, or his company will stall.
If we don't move the rigs before this weekend, we're going to be in trouble.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed, you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Swung on, driven to left center field. Buxton going back to the track. He's right to the wall. He will watch it fly. And Laureano gets the A's on the board with a three-run home run.
A's Cast is your 24/7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend.
It's time now for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Kaiser Permanente reminding you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Well, Matt Chapman has the flu. He is not going to be in the lineup today. He even went to the hospital, but he is now out, and he is doing okay. And Trevor Rosenthal, we will not see him in an A's uniform this season. Here's Bob Melvin.
Yeah, I was gonna mention that toward the end. He had some hip pain the last couple, you know, maybe week and a half or so. He got it checked out. He went and saw Dr. Philippon, and he's going to have hip surgery on Tuesday in Colorado. So unfortunately, you know, after the shoulder surgery and working his way back and starting to throw, another thing popped up, and, you know, he's going to have hip surgery. So we will not see him this year. It's labrum. Yeah.
Man, that is just not good news, because we held out hope, right? We held out hope that maybe in August, maybe in September, he could come back, and how big that would be for the Athletics. But that's not going to happen, and the odds are we'll never see him pitch in an A's uniform. Sad. Coming up next, part two of my conversation with Steve Sparks right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Hey A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word AceFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs.
This is A's Total Access.
Part two of my conversation with Steve Sparks, the knuckleballer, former A, now a broadcaster for the Houston Astros. And I'd asked him, as a knuckleballer, would he have liked the shift played behind him?
Yeah, I would have. You know, and I love the aggressive shift. So you saw with the A's last night with Miles Straw, and Scotty was about five steps from the right field line. I love how aggressive they get with their outfielders. The Astros do that to an extent too, but as a knuckleball pitcher, a lot of times those emergency swings and those hits the other way to the opposite field, I got burned on those quite a bit. So I would always try to give guys a heads up, but then you have somebody else in the dugout moving guys around. So the way they have the algorithms now to put people in place where the ball's most likely to be hit, I wish that was around, certainly back when I was playing.
And when I think about spider tack or whatever glue people have been using, the sticky stuff to help spin rate, right, the last thing you want as a knuckleballer, right? You don't want spin rate. You don't want any spin. So would the sticky stuff have helped you, or would you have not even used it?
No, I had to totally stay away from anything sticky. I had to stay away from raws and everything else. It had to be slick. I think the same thing, Chris, it could be said for the split-finger fastball. You don't want any tackiness on your fingers for the split-finger fastball. So if you're starting to compile some of this data with pitchers and see a decline in effectiveness because their spin isn't as good on their curveball or slider, then maybe we'll start seeing pitchers who rely more on changeups and split-finger fastballs to get some break or some secondary action off of their fastball become more in vogue.
Yeah, you know, the way it was explained to me is the fact that just like on the fastball, you take like a four-seam fastball and it kind of helps defy gravity and it helps it stay on the same plane longer because it's spinning so much and you're throwing it so hard. You know, it is truly amazing that not only does this stuff really affect your breaking balls, slider, curveball, whatever, but what it also does for your fastball. It's pretty, it's the fact, whoever figured this out, you're like, wow, that's pretty good stuff.
It is great stuff. And, you know, the slow speed cameras and all that thing, that stuff, and what they figured out as far as the backspin on the baseball. And all it does, Chris, is it just creates deception more than anything else. The ball doesn't rise. It just holds its line more so than a normal pitch. And everybody's so programmed and they've got a database to what a ball typically does. And when it doesn't do what it typically does, that's when you get the swing and miss. And that's when you have an effective pitcher, because, you know, we were in the minor leagues and we were charting behind home plate the day before and the day after we were starting pitchers, and we were charting guys that were throwing 86 miles per hour right at the belt, right by guys, and had no idea that, you know, some of these guys just had a better spin rate than others, and that was the reason for their effectiveness. Had no idea. Thought they were lucky, to be honest with you, or thought that they were hiding the ball a little bit better, but the deception came from that spin rate, and it was deceptive to the hitter's eyes.
Isn't that crazy when you think about when you played to where we are today, where, as you said, guys could be great pitchers throwing 88 miles an hour, and now, I mean, everybody's coming out of the bullpen throwing 98 to 100 or even more than 100.
Right. Yeah. You know, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. I think guys get rushed to the major leagues that throw in the mid to upper 90s often, because it's been proven that swing and miss is where it's at. But a lot of times, guys, you know, and the Astros are really fighting this right now. Outside of Ryan Pressly, they've had a hard time finding guys not just to set him up, but just to throw strikes. And I think a lot of it stems from guys just overthrowing, you know, and you just don't see guys anymore. And Petit is kind of an outlier with the A's, who pitch, you know, guys who change speeds, and especially change speeds with their fastball. And you start seeing guys that change speeds on their fastball, and it's a different ball game, man. It changes the whole game. You start having lower pitch counts. You start getting deeper into the ball games. Heck, you'll even complete a few games if you get some quicker outs by not trying to overthrow all the time.
A complete game? What is that?
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, here at the deadline, it seems that there's going to be a lot of GMs lining up at the reliever store, right? There's going to be, that's going to be, and I know the Astros, the A's, you know, kind of fishing in the same pond. But other than relief pitching, what else could Houston use?
They need a depth piece, probably an infielder. You know, I guess, you know, Ledmys Diaz should come off the IL in the next 3 weeks or so. Bregman should come off the IL in early August. So you get a little bit back there. But they don't have much depth, this team. Chaz McCormick's a good fourth outfielder, but they could use another probably outfielder as well. But as soon as somebody in the starting lineups, one of their regulars goes down, it's a pretty big drop-off, and they don't have a lot of depth at the upper levels of the minor leagues right now. So I think outside of a relief pitcher, as you mentioned, I think you need somebody who could fill in maybe as an infielder or an outfielder. And I just don't know if it's worth it right now.
To hear the entire interview, you go to athletics.com/A'scast. Coming up next, it's the Bob Melvin Show with Ken Korak right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery. A's fans, join us for the biggest music festival in the fall. It's the inaugural Battle Axe and Tracks Music Festival, held October 2nd and 3rd in Carson City, Nevada. Grammy Award nominees Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Larkin Poe, Samantha Fish, and North Mississippi All-Stars are just four of the 15 acts. Festival activities also include axe throwing and freedom rail bike tours. Tickets on sale now with VIP two-day and single-day tickets available. Check out the full schedule at battleaxeandtracks.com. That's Battle Axe and Tracks.
Oh, O'Reilly. This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now I feel a little more at home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're home after a long day, preparing dinner, when...
Ew! What's that? It smells like rotten eggs.
That might be a natural gas leak.
It can't be. We don't have any natural gas appliances.
Even if you don't use natural gas, that rotten egg odor could be a sign of a leak in your neighborhood. Because gas lines can be buried anywhere.
Shut up.
No, speak up. If you ever suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, Deep Voice Narrator.
You're very welcome.
Remember your kid's first bike ride? You were filled with pride and terror. Now she's 16 on her first solo drive, but this time in a Honda Civic, packed with Honda Sensing safety features and Apple CarPlay so she can check in. Just like we agreed, right, young lady? Right now, get a great deal on a new Civic at your Northern California Honda dealer or NorCalHondaDealers.com. Honda is family. Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
A's fans, New Era Cap is proud to be the official cap of your Oakland Athletics. Next time you visit the Coliseum, be sure to drop by the New Era Cap stand to pick up your A's New Era Authentic Collection cap. Remember, you can always visit us at neweracap.com to shop our latest selection, including our limited edition and exclusive drops. New Era Cap, the official on-field cap of Major League Baseball.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A'sCast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
On a Wednesday in Houston, it's game two of the A's and the Astros. And Bob, let's start with the news of the day. And that involved Matt Chapman not in the lineup. And I guess he's under the weather today.
Yeah, I woke up with a stomach flu and it was pretty significant. So got some IV in him and feeling a little better now. But, you know, he's a pretty tough guy. And for him to, you know, have to miss at least a game like this means it's pretty significant, and heard from the trainers this morning and, you know, he was scuffling some. So we got an IV in him. He's feeling, I think, a little bit better, but there's always some concern about spreading that as well. Mm-hmm. So we won't see him tonight.
The other thing you mentioned in the media earlier today, Bob, was it looks like Trevor Rosenthal is going to be out for the year now.
Yeah, unfortunately that's the case. And, you know, he's working hard coming back from the shoulder surgery. You know, we were hopeful somewhere in the middle of August with him. Here recently in the last, you know, week, 10 days or so, he's developed some hip pain in the right side, had it checked out, went and had a second opinion, and Dr. Philippon in Vail is going to do the surgery on Tuesday. So unfortunately, that kind of closes the book on Trevor for us this year. But you know what, we've gotten to this point right now, we'll power forward with what we have. And, you know, sometimes these things just don't work out.
Boy, Bob, I guess frustrating night last night, especially offensively, the way you started the first two innings with six runs off of Framber Valdez.
Yeah, a guy that hadn't given up, two or three, you know, in an outing all year, and it's been really tough to deal with. We had a great approach with him, you know, got him on the run a little bit early, scored three, came back with three more, just couldn't hold them down. But it was, you know, the fact that we put together a pretty good offensive approach when we've been down a little bit recently, and continued it in the next inning off a really good pitcher. I think that's encouraging going forward, but unfortunately just couldn't hold them down as the game went along.
So the approach, Bob, get him early in the count and try to stay away from his curveball last night?
Well, yeah, and kind of stay up the middle with him a little bit. He's got a pretty good sinker. We didn't want to start trying to pull it and hit ground balls. So I had a good approach that way, and, you know, we're pretty aggressive in what we were doing, but it worked out well for us. First couple innings, we just didn't have enough as the game went along.
I really felt that if you had scored in the fifth when you had first and third and nobody out, the whole outcome of the game might have been different.
Could be. I mean, certainly there are momentum swings in games. And when, you know, you have six runs, now you got first and third, nobody out, and you feel like you're going to add on a few more. It certainly could have changed the way that the next inning went. I think that the momentum went into their dugout without giving up a run. Next thing you know, it's a tie ball game. So that was a big inning in the course of the game.
How do you look at the challenge of facing the Astros lineup now, Bob? I mean, they're so tough, and Alvarez is red hot. You could think, well, we're going to maybe pitch around him, but then you have Correa on deck, and he's been hot for about 6 weeks now.
Yeah, he's an all-star himself, so it doesn't get any easier as you go along the lineup. And, you know, Straw got on base, and some of the guys that you know, you hope to get out a little easier toward the bottom of the lineup gave some problems too. So it's a deep lineup. You have to work hard. You're working, you know, constantly or as you go through it as a starting pitcher, and they can wear you out some. You look at offensively, they're first in the league in just about everything, and there's a reason they score as many runs as they do.
So before we go today, Bob, how about Chip Hale and going back to his alma mater at the U of A and taking over as the head baseball coach of the Wildcats?
Fantastic. You know, Chip's been a coach with me for a while, and you know, it's really rewarding to see him get really his dream job. He's lived in Tucson for a long time now. He went to the University of Arizona, was there with Jerry Kendall. They won a championship that year. This is really kind of a dream job for him. So for a guy who's been a big league manager and basically a coach wherever he wants to go, to go back to the college ranks and be in charge of his old alma mater, I talked to him a few days ago, is you know, kind of a dream type of situation for him. So we'll wish him the best. We'll watch college baseball a little bit more closely with him there, but we're really, really happy for him.
Unless they play Cal, you're probably going to root for them, right? But maybe not against the Golden Bears.
No, not against the Golden Bears, but it gives you another reason to go out and kind of keep a little bit more focus on it.
All right, and that's the Bo Mel Show for today. And Chris Townsend, we'll send things back down to you.
Yeah, we are so happy for Chip. He is such a good guy. Game two between the Athletics and the Astros from Houston is next, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
Is it safe to return to work?
Should my kids go back to school?
Can I see my friends and family now?
As life returns to normal, our COVID-19 worries have not disappeared, but evolved. CalHOPE offers free tips and tools to help manage your stress. Call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673 or live chat online at calhope.org.
Hey, my name's Ashley Cook, and I'm back on air with Boot Barn.
We could drink the night away chasing that buzz. Talk about New Orleans and how good it was. Fall right back together like we don't know better, like we ain't been here. It's too bad, baby, we already drank that beer.
Learn more about the movement at bootbarn.com/backonair.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place, right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.